Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live on a Friday morning to all of my stations listening to me from my flagship station here on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to our great radio stations affiliated with us across the country as well as across the Caribbean, and not to forget about all around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, all those cruise ship captains and the crews, too. And let's not forget about the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, Ms. Rosemary is again off on sabbatical. I'm going to say the pledge. Let's get going. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country, our great nation, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, in lieu of the first hour, I don't know if I can outdo that. So I'm gonna play a couple of audio clips here to kind of set up what I'm gonna do. Now this is Chuck Schumer making a comment, and then Mitch McConnell following up on a comment that Schumer made. Listen to this.
Well, first on the impartiality issue, do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton. We had a procedure that was approved 100 to nothing. Schumer voted for it. To go through the opening arguments, to have a written question period, and then, based upon that, deciding what witnesses to call. We haven't ruled out witnesses. We've said, let's handle this case just like we did with President Clinton. Fair is fair.
Yes, it is. And what they did with President Clinton set the precedent for what they're going to do now. And if they don't want to follow their own rules that they put into place, then shame on them. Because, again, the Senate's a little bit different than the Congress, the House of Representatives, I should say. The House of Representatives made up the rules on the fly. The Senate doesn't do that. They have established procedures, established rules, ways that the things are supposed to be done over years and years and years of doing things by tradition. Okay, that's why they're called the Grand Old Body. Now, that being said, Nancy Pelosi's trying to change all that. Well, I'm here to tell you it'll be a cold day in hell before that happens, because it's not going to. Nancy Pelosi has no clout, no responsibility, no nothing in the Senate. All she gets to do is entitle the three representatives that she's going to have to present the case that the House has against the President, Donald Trump, which is going to go down in a ball of flames, and she knows it. Now, because of what I told you all in hour number one, which blows their entire case about the Ukraine totally out of the water, because we now know that the things that Adam Schiff is saying, the things that Jerry Nadler put in there, the things that some of the, quote, witnesses who heard things second and third hand put in there, never happened. Never happened. Was not even mentioned on the phone call. These are lies. These are people that had a bone to pick. These are people that had an axe to grind. They're not true. And they're going to be proven not true by the legal document called the Zelensky letter, which is the transcript of the telephone call between President Trump and President Zelensky. And any conversation that brought up either Joe Biden's name or investigation or anything like that, or the name Burisma, any of that, was initiated not by President Trump, but by President Zelensky. Now, that's a totally different picture than what was painted by Adam Schiff and company. And you should know that. And it's definitely going to come back to bite them squarely in the butt. Now, I want you also to hear what Mitch McConnell had to say about Nancy Pelosi withholding the impeachment papers. And here's what he had to say.
And, Senator, you had every reason to take today off, but you're here to tell America that you're still working. And first things first, are you surprised you haven't been handed the two impeachment articles from the Speaker?
Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, the papers have to be physically brought over to the Senate. And we can't go forward until until the Speaker does that. She's apparently trying to tell us how to run the trial. Well, you know, I'm not anxious to have this trial, so if she wants to hold on to the papers, go right ahead.
Senator, why do you think she hasn't?
She's apparently believes that she can tell us how to run the trial. Look, what I've been advocating to Senator Schumer is exactly the same way we handled the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago, which he voted for. You listen to the opening arguments, you have a written question period, and at that point in the Clinton trial, we had a decision about which witnesses to call, and as you can imagine, that was a pretty partisan exercise.
All right, that's Mitch McConnell. It's pretty simple, pretty cut and dry. I don't have any problem with any of that so far, and neither should you, because one side is telling the truth, the other side is telling a lie, and the best part of it is we can prove what we're saying is truthful.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, sir, you are. And thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Now, he's taking off until January the 6th, is my understanding, before he comes back right around the corner from me, about 30 to 35 feet away in his studio out here to the rear of where I'm at. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor, because Pete and Seth Talbot are taking a little sabbatical themselves. They're up in Montana. They've got a ranch up there in Montana, not very far away from my commanding officer, former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallely, resides up in Montana. So they're kind of like neighbors, one hilltop to the other. But if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, if you've got arthritis pain like I've got, if you've got back pain like I've got, neck pain, shoulder pain, maybe you got hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain just in general, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. And my problem, of course, my main problem was arthritis. But I've also had a broken back, not once but twice, and have my spine fused the last time around. Now, I'd reached a point where just trying to walk my dog sometimes around the block was a real challenge. However, after a couple of weeks of taking Relief Factor, I was able to take that morning walk without pain and discomfort that I'd been under. Now, I take my Relief Factor twice a day, but when you start out on the 3-week quick start, the 1995 3-week quick start, they tell you to take it with breakfast, with lunch, and with dinner to get it in your system so it starts working sooner rather than later. So you take it 3 times a day to begin with, and once it gets in your system, then you can back off to twice a day. So Go to the website to find out more, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're over there, take a look at the three-week quick start, see what it can do for you. And they've also got some other health-related products over there, too. You might be interested in something that would help you out with in other areas. But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all you got to lose is pain, right? It works for me, and hopefully it will work for you. Now, I want to remind everybody before I move on here, coming up Saturday in Sarasota, for those of you that want to take the trip down there to the either down there or up there or over there or to there, if you live in Sarasota, Manatee County, Charlotte County, certainly close by Hardy and Latra, let's see, Wachula and that area over in there, then we're going to be Saturday at the Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds from 9 to 5, but I'm going to be there 9 to 3 with the lovely Miss Susan Q. She's going to be there with me. And we're going to be set up, giving away some free stuff from the radio station. We'll also have some other information there for you. I'll have information there about the USCCA with me if you're interested in that. I'll be able to give you a book and whatnot for you to take a look at and see if it's something you want to get involved in. But this Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 both days, that's the hours at Robarts Arena for the Two Guys Gun Show. 180 tables of all types of firearms-related paraphernalia, guns, antique guns, the largest display of antique guns you'll find just about anywhere. I can guarantee you that one. And the new weapons, the older weapons, ammunition, a concealed carry permit class will be going on there, too. Don't forget, if you want to get that involved, you can get that taken care of while you're there. All done Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5 each day. I'll be there 9 to 3 Saturday at Robarts Arena, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, off Fruitville Road, Two Guys Gun Show. Stop on by, say hi to myself and the lovely Ms. Susie Q, because she likes seeing the folks, and she was over with me at the Moss Nissan grand opening, and everybody that saw her had a good time, and she had a good time. Took a bunch of pictures, shook a bunch of hands, and that's what it's all about. Now, AOC, the gift that keeps on giving, has been out on the campaign trail with Bernie Sanders. And, of course, they've been in their campaign stump speeches talking about the millionaires and billionaires and how they control everything and how get rid of them because the campaigns that are funded by the millionaires and billionaires are owned by those people that give them that money. Well, that's funny she should say that. Because while AOC was criticizing Democrats funded by billionaires, she forgot to mention the $1 million that she was given from billionaire Tom Steyer in her first campaign to get elected. She forgot to mention that $1 million. Now, he's a billionaire many times over. Now, it's okay for her to get the money, but you aren't supposed to know that she did, so she can turn around and criticize everybody else, right? What a moron. What a moron. Do they really think that we're not going to find out about this stuff? Apparently. Apparently. But it's there to find out about. Just that simple. Now, have you heard the news about the 15 Republican governors who have sent letters to the State Department requesting refugees be resettled in their states, according to the Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration? Well, it's a fact, because executive order by President Trump 13888, enhancing state and local involvement in refugee resettlement, the president issued that back in September of this year. States' refugees can only be resettled in jurisdictions that have the consent of a state or a local government. Well, 15 Republican governors, all of whom who were endorsed by President Trump between 2016 and now, broke with the president to request resettlement within their states. Now, here's who they are. Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Doug Ducey of Arizona, Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma, Bill Lee of Tennessee, Doug Burgum of North Dakota, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, Gary Herbert of Utah, Pete Ricketts of Nebraska, Jim Justice of West Virginia, Eric Holcomb of Indiana, Phil Scott of Vermont, Charlie Baker of Massachusetts, Mike DeWine of Ohio, and Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas. Now, the last one is probably the most interesting name of the bunch because he held a position within the Department of Homeland Security, and he knows all too well what some of these bad people are that are amongst the refugees could be like. Now, for governors, this decision involves a weighing of competing interests. They're caught between immigration hardliners who want to shut the door and some Christian evangelicals who believe helping refugees is a moral obligation. And others say that refugees are vital to fill jobs and keep rural communities afloat. Well, in the case of the Dakotas, that could be true because of the oil fields. And they're looking for laborers because they're up there with the oil drilling that they're doing, the type of drilling they're doing, and they definitely need more people to help them. So I get it up there, North Dakota, South Dakota, maybe even Oklahoma, I get it there. Arizona, I don't know why. I thought they had enough illegals there. Tennessee, rather surprising. New Hampshire, surprising to me, unless people are moving out and they don't have enough people for the jobs that are there. Utah, that's surprising too. Nebraska, wow. West Virginia, very surprising. Indiana, again, surprising there. Vermont, surprising to me. Massachusetts, well, people are probably moving out. Ohio, people are probably moving out. And Arkansas, got me there. That's still a head scratcher. But that's what's going on right now when it comes to some of the illegals and what may or may not be happening there as they resettle them, around the country in the 15 Republican states that I just mentioned. Now, you heard the news probably talk about Nancy Pelosi and what she deems fair from the Senate. Now, the Wall Street Journal notes that this further trivializes the impeachment power that the Pelosi Democrats have already done so much to diminish. This isn't what the founders intended for the Senate trial, which is supposed to judge the president based on the changes in the House articles. Our charges, rather, on the charges in the House article. Now, the Senate can call any witness it thinks will shed light on those claims incriminating or exculpatory. But Mrs. Pelosi cannot dictate which witnesses the Senate calls or anything else about the trial per the rules of the Senate. You think for 1 second that Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, is going to change the rules in the Senate just to help out Nancy Pelosi? Ain't going to happen. Mark my words, ain't going to happen. All right, well, when we come back, our first military report. Got quite a bit of stuff going on here in the world in which we live. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing 8 cases accusing disgraced film mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault. The office now has to decide whether to move forward with prosecution. District Attorney Jackie Lacey created a task force more than 2 years ago to handle the surge in sexual misconduct allegations against entertainment figures after the accusations against Weinstein launched the Me Too movement. No charges have yet been filed against the 22 men, including Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, director James Toback, and former CBS CEO Leslie Moonves, actresses Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong, and Ashley Judd have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, while actress Asia Argento, Rose McGowan, and others have accused the Oscar winner of raping them. Weinstein is scheduled to stand trial January 6th on charges he raped a woman in 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where you can go, and in 14 short months, you'll be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job starting out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Try matching that. All right, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. One of them is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And, of course, that is a daytime facility where you go to school in the daytime. And if you want to do part-time work or something while you're going to school, you do it at night. So the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, is a little different story. They have a bigger campus, and they are a daytime and a nighttime class organization down here. So you can have a daytime job, go to school at night, or vice versa. Now, I will tell you that down here in the Tampa Bay, Clearwater area, they have definitely got the weather that they don't have up north. But some of you just can't afford to hop in the old family truckster and come on down south. And everybody understands that. So here's the deal. No matter what it is, no matter how it works, you got to go to the website. It all starts there, naa.edu. The website is naa.edu. Take a look at everything they have to offer and then schedule a tour at one of the closest facilities to you where you might want to go. Schedule a tour. Now, if you want to give them a call, the number is 800-659-2080. Again, that number, 800-659-2080. And schedule a tour. Take a look at what you're going to get yourself into and see what it's all about. Now, I can tell you that if you can read schematics, if you can follow instructions, if you know how to work with your hands, if you've been a mechanic, even if you've got skills, or you haven't been a mechanic, maybe you've been a painter. Painters make good mechanics sometimes because guess what? They're skilled with their hands, okay? They know how to do things. So therefore, think about it. $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start as a certified aviation maintenance tech after your 14 months of training. Can't cut any corners. It's 14 months because of the 2,000 plus hours you have to have. There's no cutting corners there. And you'll start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year. And a lot of people, especially the folks that are not married, pay off their student loan. Those that have to get a student loan in 1 year to 2 years max. Now, post 9/11 GIs, it's going to be paid for by the government. That's your service to our country right there. So take advantage of this. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Now, we have got some interesting information. Now, during the holidays, before Christmas, right about Christmas, I believe I heard this on Christmas Eve, the Pentagon was advising all their troops that there are security risks to include mass surveillance and potential tracking associated with using the consumer DNA kits that were being sent out. Some people were direct mailed, and they were sending them out to find out about their DNA and to find out about this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. Well, simply put, the DOD is saying, don't do it. It presents a security risk, and I get it, because if the bad guys get a hold of your DNA, what's to stop them from literally cloning you, at least on paper, and then they know all about you, they can assume your identity and think of the trouble that could lead to. Now, this brings me to my next point. Military cyber officials are developing information warfare tactics that could be deployed against senior Russian officials and oligarchs in Moscow if Moscow tries to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections through hacking election systems or sowing widespread discord, according to current and former U.S. officials. Now, this includes if they got the Ukraine involved again like they did the last time, because somebody other than Russia, and maybe it was Russia, somebody other than Russia had the Ukraine involved in this. There is no denying it, because it's come out in the investigations in the Ukraine. And even the Ukraine is aware of this and said so in the conversation back and forth the president had with President Zelensky. Now, the Taliban ambushed a peace convoy in Afghanistan, and they abducted about 35 peace activists. Now, the militants have been staging nearly daily attacks targeting Afghan and U.S. forces, despite the ongoing peace talks with the U.S. This is not a good thing, I'm sure, for the 35 peace activists, and we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, because we're talking to Taliban here, they'll probably all wind up dead, but we'll see. Now, the Pentagon is also considering significantly cutting back U.S. presence in West Africa, according to a new report. The problem so far is not necessarily West Africa, it's East Africa and Central Africa with Boko Haram and Somalia and Yemen. That's the problem at the present time. By the way, the Navy's next two Virginia-class fast-attack submarines will be named in honor of the crews of the two battleships sunk during the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor nearly eight decades ago. Now, those would be the USS Oklahoma and the USS Arizona. So it sounds like as if we're going to have two new attack submarines with those battleship names. Now, in overseas operations, Iran was conducting naval drills with China and Russia, trying to look like the big guys that they aren't. It was a four-day naval exercise that Russia had with China in the northern part of the Indian Ocean. And Iran was kind of out of place there because they don't have anything to match with the big boys. By the way, hundreds of American troops based in Syria have received Christmas gifts thanks to Operation Holiday Express, launched by U.S.-led coalition forces from across the border in neighboring Iraq. So they got to see a Christmas because of their buddies over in Iraq. And troops in Afghanistan have been finding different ways to cope the Christmas holidays away from home. The sounds of home hummed into the headphones of Sergeant Dakota Murillo as he walked around his office on Christmas Day, listening to a tape recording with his family. A lot of that was been done with the adventation of new ways to get things, CDs and whatnot, sent over with the family recording. Also MP3s on computers and whatnot. Now, something else that transpired over Christmas, which has not happened before, the United States has flown four surveillance aircraft over the Korean Peninsula at the same time, according to an aviation tracker, amid heightened concern that North Korea could test fire a long-range missile as a Christmas gift to Washington. So we are paying close attention to what's going on, as well as having some of our naval assets not only in the South China Sea, but also on the other side of Korea, over in the passageway of the Indian Ocean. Now, we're blessed to have more than 277,000 service members serving the United States all around the world this year, including as many as 18,700 in combat zones in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan. Now, American troops are also in Africa, South Korea, Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom, and other land bases, as well as aboard ships and oceans around the globe. That's who was out and about on Christmas Day that you probably didn't give much thought to unless you're a military family. By the way, the Department of Defense has sent a plan to the White House that would cut the construction of more than 40% of its planned Flight 3 Arleigh Burke destroyers in the fiscal years 2021 to 2025 as the Navy starts to size up different capabilities. And by the way, they're building more submarines now than they are ships. Clear for ships, that seems to be where we're turning our direction. Alrighty, I'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rub. mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
Alrighty, that's the Highway Junkie song, getting us along this hour with the Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Flying J, closest to you, and the Pilot Travel Center, closest to you as well. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, so stop on by and find out why they aren't your daddy's truck stop anymore. And first of all, special shout out to Sondy up there in Wisconsin. Sondy, I'm sorry, but you're going to be getting, looks like, some snow eventually, some rain today, but looks like it's going to turn over to be a little bit of snow up your way. And also, Flip, good morning, Flip, to you, and good morning to Trucker Mark, and let's see here, Thomas the Suicide Jockey's out this morning, and Major Mac in Germany is chiming in, so good morning, good morning, good morning, and hello to Maria, too, out there. Now, let's get started here. A winter storm will swing from the Four Corners Friday across the Central Plains to the Upper Midwest this weekend. Areas of heavy snow, blowing snow, and freezing rain are forecast on the cold side of the storm, and on the warm side, isolated severe thunderstorms may occur on Saturday across parts of East Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley. Freezing rain is also possible Friday into New England. Now, let's take a look at what's going on out here, because we'll start out in California. In the higher elevations of Southern California, to include the San Bernardino Mountains as well as I-40, the higher elevations of the high desert, over into Kingman, Arizona, and over to Flagstaff, Arizona, and then the higher elevations above it, north of Flagstaff, you've got a general snow tonight. Pardon me. You have a winter storm warning in the south central part of California, which is right about where I-8 comes across that last little mountain range up on top there. That's up there about 5,000 or so feet in the air. I do believe there's going to be some white stuff up there when you start climbing from either direction, either coming out of San Diego or coming out of Yuma. So that's number one. Number two, you're going to find snow in Tucson, east of the New Mexico border along I-10 tonight. If you're coming out of Phoenix and you start climbing out of Phoenix headed north on I-17, you will find it up about the 3,000-foot mark. And then until you get up there to Flagstaff, Arizona, you'll be in it all the way. On I-40 east, coming out of Flagstaff, going across into New Mexico, you'll have snow on and off. But when you get into New Mexico, east of Gallup, there is a winter storm warning all the way across I-40 from the west end of the state to the east end of the state, and it won't be long before it'll be in Amarillo, Texas, and Oklahoma, too, in the panhandle. It is headed your way. It'll probably be there maybe a little bit after daylight by the looks of the way the storm is tracking right now. But north-south, I-25, south about 40 or 50 miles of Albuquerque, winter storm warning. Winter storm warning in the southwestern corner of New Mexico as well. And going up into Colorado, in the southern part of Colorado, I-25, in the southwestern corner of Colorado, in the mountains right there, you've got a winter storm warning there, and that snow is spreading to the north. As well as coming out of Denver, you have a winter storm watch along I-76 into Nebraska, across I-80, across I-70 in Kansas and Colorado. Going up into South Dakota, I-90, you have a winter storm watch there. I-94 in the eastern part of North Dakota, you have a winter storm watch there. All the way straight up and down 29 to the Canadian border. And in Minnesota, I-94 and the western part of the state, I-90 coming into the state in Minnesota, you've got a winter storm watch. Minneapolis, St. Paul, that area all the way up to the northeastern quadrant, to see the Canadian border, up to the upper peninsula of Michigan. You've got some rain in the forecast right now for the western and central part of Wisconsin and the southeastern corner of Minnesota and the northeastern corner of Iowa. Some rain also in the southwestern corner of Missouri and the southeastern corner of Nebraska. Now, moving on down to Missouri, along I-70, and along I-40. Let's start with I-40 and 44. I-44 coming out of Oklahoma. You've got some dense fog right now running north up into the Branson, the Springfield area, Joplin, Missouri. St. Louis has got some fog on down south out of St. Louis, 55 fog down there, down into the Mississippi corner by Arkansas, fog in the I-40 area as well, going across the river, Memphis into Arkansas, fog in the Houston, Texas area, down to Galveston, fog in the New Orleans area, and then some fog up the East Coast in Virginia, and some lingering snow, which is going away now. It's moved further into New England, encompassing New Hampshire and all of Maine, moving up into Newfoundland, so that's where that's going. But keep in mind your snowstorm that's developing here in the west, coming out of the Four Corners, is going to keep you occupied if you're on I-10, I-8, I-40, I-70, I-25, I-17, I-44, and up on I-90, I-80, and I-94, you will have some interesting travel up there in certain states. So just pay attention to weather radio. Okay. Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by your Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. Check them out. Go on in there, grab yourself a nice hot cup of coffee. And this time of night, if you're on the third watch where you're at, it's going to be compliments of yours truly, because they'll give you a cup of coffee. Just tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Back for more. Here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
The elf found you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, Flip is saying good morning to you, Sandy's saying good morning to you, and everybody in the chat room saying good morning to you, so there you go. All right, well, I'm going to start with the little saber rattler. He rattled the saber and said, well, I'm going to do something Christmas surprise. He hasn't done it yet, but everybody's on pins and noodles. And by the way, in my military report at the bottom of the hour, I reported for the first time in a long, long time, we had four high-altitude recon flies up, flying over North Korea, all at the same time.
Yeah, that's the Boeing RC-135.
Mm-hmm.
It's got several variants, so I would imagine there was one of each. I think there's got probably a dozen variants to that plane. And it only requires two crew. The rest of it is just slam full of a lot of geospatial stuff, a lot of connectivity to satellites where we are taking some interesting pictures. We're doing some smell tests because we test the air and see what's in there. So there's we've been flying it over the peninsula for quite some time because of these activities and these threats. So the United States and Britain are the only two that have these RC-135 variants, lots of them. So we are watching very, very closely all things that are going on on the Korean Peninsula.
Well, it's been reported also, by the way, that they're doing some work on that nuclear facility. They got those missile launching areas.
Well, that's the reason that they're doing.
Okay.
So, you know, we hear, you know, from sources that are non-government sources that get information apparently from government sources, but we think that that's the only information that's out there.
Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Captain Karras is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish
I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.